gestuur het, sodat ons hierdie oomblikke kan hê saam met U, Here. Dankie vir dit, Jesus. Dankie vir dit, Here. Adeline, you can put on Acts 2:42. So I can remember when I came to Swellendam, Johan van Deventer was here, and I can remember sitting with him at his house drinking coffee, and he asked me the question, Tian, if you were a bonsai boompie, all right, how would you look like? And it was a weird question, but I'll give context now. So let's read this and keep the bonsai boompie in mind. You elevate with the bonsai boompie, it's a small boompie, all right? So Paul says, or Luke writes, and he says, the early church, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Now, I want to ask if we as a church or you as an individual were a bonsai boompie, and each taki was either the apostles' teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread, prayer, how will your taki for each one look? So how will your taki of the apostles' teaching look? How will your taki of fellowship look? How will your taki of breaking of bread look? And how will your taki look of prayer? And Adeline, hier kan hy voete opsit. So, as I had this conversation with Johan, he told me, Tian, in a sense, you look like this bonsai boompie. Like, on the one side, you are like grown, you're mature, you're healthy, but then there's another taki that is not so mature and healthy, and God needs to come and do a work, right? And for us as individuals and for us as a church, God is busy working in us and maturing us and developing us. And for myself, and I think for us, God is busy stirring in us this thing of prayer. He's busy nurturing and gee kompos for prayer, to spend time with Him. And as I was spending time with Jesus, I was like, Jesus, come and show me how I look spiritually in your eyes. And I don't know if you've ever done that, but ask Jesus, what is an area in my life that I need to mature in or grow in? And what are the areas in my life that I'm walking in faithfully and pretty healthy? And Jesus showed me a very interesting picture, two pictures. So the first one is, Adeline, you can put the prankie funny buffer up, all right? And it's as if Jesus showed me, like, in a sense, spiritually, there's some areas where you look like that guy. Like, mature, healthy, like, alles goed. Six-pack, biceps, alles. And then he showed me, when it comes to prayer, like my personal, I'm not speaking about, Jesus showed me that it's not corporate prayer, it's not prayer when I'm at work, and it's like the intimate time with Jesus, coming to His feet and interceding and spending time with Jesus. He showed me that I look like this. So Adeline, you can put the other picture on. And I was like, okay. So Jesus revealed to me this thing of that the thing that He wants to cultivate in me is to spend time with Him in personal prayer, one-on-one, with His, like, face-to-face with Jesus. And maybe Jesus wants to come and work something this morning in you of birthing a desire, and how awesome it is to come sit at His feet and to speak with Him. That is amazing. So the first thing I wanna do is I wanna say that prayer, so when I speak about prayer, I'm not speaking about like a corporate prayer meeting, although that is part of it, but I'm speaking about that personal alone time with Jesus in the closet with him, face to face, just you and him, spending time in prayer. That is a way in which God gives us grace. Like, that's a means of grace. So when Charles always says, like, grace is both Jesus giving us a seat at the table, but also grace is also Jesus teaching us how to eat and empowering us. And one of the ways that God has ordained it, if I can say it like that, is when we pray and seek his face, it's God giving us grace for our spiritual walk, to walk in our identity, to come and sit at his table, and to actually teach us how to eat and teach us how to walk this Christian thing out. So prayer is, like, personal prayer with Jesus is a means by which the Holy Spirit gives us empowerment and gives us grace. And if we look like that starving guy, we're not really going to have grace to walk in what Jesus has for us. And I can remember in the beginning of the year, I felt really thin and starving spiritually. Like, I was struggling in the beginning of the year. I had, in a sense, a season of, like, a bit of depression. One Sunday, I came to Tom and I was like, Tom, ek was nie eens lus om kerk toe te kom vanoggend nie. Like, I felt like I had no spiritual desire even to be with Jesus or to be at church, and everything just felt too much. I don't know if you felt seasons like that, or maybe you feel like this today. But I want to share with you something that God did in my life that switched, and it had to do with prayer. So I don't know if you guys can remember the Overberg gathering when you and McCrane came. And we went to that, and I didn't really have an expectation of God to do something. I was just like, let's go, we need to be there. And as he preached, and can you guys remember he preached about the wheel thingy with the motor key and the flashlight thing? And I was like, Lord, my wheel is buckled. I'm not shining as you want me to shine. And I can remember at the end he said, okay, those who want to respond to one's prayer. And I stood up. I was like, Jesus, help me. And Jesus really met with me in that moment. And like a shift came in my spirit. And then I can remember afterwards, they said, okay, all the deacons and elders should go to the front and go and pray for people. And then I was like, Lord, I just responded, like, how can I now pray for people? Like, with Bucky City. And then Jesus was just like, just go, I've anointed you, go and pray for people. And that obedience and response, Jesus birthed something in me of being alone with him, like really pressing into him. And that came out of a place of desperation. It came out of a place of, in a sense, shock of, ooh, this worked like. And since then, God has refreshed me, sustained me, give me new vision, give me new spiritual life energy. I don't know how to say it, but there's a shift that came as I gave myself to, in the morning, kneeling in front of my bed and say, Jesus, here am I. I don't know what to say, but here am I. And also, Tinus has a prayer meeting on, what is it, Dinsdag ochende. And I've started going to that, and I've done it in a sense of duty. Like, there was mornings that I didn't feel like I wanted to go, but I said, I'm going to devote myself to it. And Jesus really used those mornings to sustain me and refresh me. And that's just a personal testimony of how Jesus used prayer and me seeking his face to really refresh my spirit and my soul. And I've written something down. It says, maybe the reason why many of us struggle or keep on struggling spiritually is because we do not have a prayer life, or our prayer lives are like very little, our personal prayer lives. And maybe it's a cycle that you're doing well and then you're struggling, doing well and then you're struggling. But maybe a certain key that Jesus wants to build in is that if you devote yourself to face-to-face time with me, I will sustain you and Jesus will help you. The next thing, sorry, my preach thing doesn't really follow on each other. It's just ideas that I wrote down. And if we think of prayer, what do you guys think prayer is? Like, what is prayer? And I've read what Wayne Grudem says, and it's so simple. It says, prayer is personal communication with Jesus. That's it. Personal communication with Jesus. And it's like, it's easy to say, duh. This is obviously, prayer is speaking to Jesus. But just think about this. When you pray, it's you coming face to face with God, the creator of the heavens and earth, and you speaking to him, and he actually hears you. Just think about that. It's easy to say, oh, we speak to Jesus, let's pray. But what actually happens is you entering the courts of God and say, I speak to Almighty God. That's a big thing. That's a weighty thing. And I think maybe the reason why we don't see prayer as important is we don't realize how weighty and how big it actually is. Like, you are speaking to God. Soos jy praat met Jesus. It's not just something we do. It's like you're actually speaking to the only true God, one-on-one, face-to-face. Is it all right? Jylle nog met my? So as I was pondering this thing of prayer and asking Jesus, why do I struggle to come to you in personal, face-to-face, intimate time of prayer, regular prayer? Why do I struggle? Why do we struggle? Why do we as a church struggle with this? And 3 weeks ago, I asked Adelien, why do you think we struggle to pray? And the answers he gave me was like, okay, duh, it is fine. This is too simple. But as I meditated on it, it's true. So she said, because sometimes our hearts aren't with God. Like, our hearts aren't with him. And as I thought about this, I realized that's true. If my heart is with God, I will communicate with him. As my heart nie by God is nie, dan gaan ek nie met hom wil praat nie. So, like a practical example, Ramon, I won't pick on you this time. Annalie, I'll pick on you guys. So, let's say I could take Annalie and Sebastian's conversations on their WhatsApp, whatever, and I could put it on the screen, right? Do you think Annalie will send Sebastian a message once a month? Hey, how are you doing? Like, nice. Or do you think Sebastian would, een keer 'n week, hoe gaan met jou, gelyk aan Swellendam? I don't think so. I think it's daily. Maybe hourly. Dobri werk. Jy kan maar sê. So it's like, because their hearts are drawn to each other, they constantly communicate. By die werk, voor werk, voor het lig gaan slaap, they constantly communicate. Why? Because their hearts are with each other. Nee? And if our hearts are with Jesus, it just flows naturally that we would want to communicate with him. We would want to speak to him. We would want to spend time with him. And that's one thing that when our prayer lives are lacking a bit, maybe the question we should ask is, oh, Jesus, is my heart truly with you? Come show me where my heart is drifting or where it's not, right? Tanya Alwyn, die woord wat Tanya vanoggend gebring het, is, it's so Awesome. So let's read Luke 11, verse 1 to 13. Luke 11, 1 to 13. We're not going to look at everything. I just want to show us something. But as we read, I want you to look with the filter of what is God's heart towards you as an individual when you pray. So think about this. When we enter his courts, when we pray, what is God's heart towards you in that moment? So let's read this. It says, now Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. And he said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation. And then verse 5, and he said to them, so daai and beteken dat alles wat Jesus nou gaan sê, het te doen met gebed. Soos, dis een unit, dis een gedagtepatroon van Jesus, dat dit wat hy nou gaan sê, het te doen met sy teaching vir hulle oor gebed. En hy sê, en soos wat ons nou hierdie lees, dink aan God se hart wat uitkom in hierdie gedeelte. And he said to them, which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. And a friend of mine, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within, do not bother me, the door is now shut and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you though, you will not get up and give him anything because he is, or I will tell you though you will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his impudence, he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And then Lance says, listen to this. And I tell you, ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. And the one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? And if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? So ons sien in hierdie gedeelte dat God die Vader se hart is vra en ek sal gee. Soek my en ek sal meer van myself vir jou gee. There's a promise that says those who seek will find and those who ask will get. En dan die tweede gedeelte sê van God se goedheid, van dat hy sal nie vir ons iets gee wat nie goed is vir ons nie. He will give to us what is good for us. And it might be that it looks different from our perspective, but God's heart is always good to you, even though he sometimes withheld stuff or he gives other things, but his heart is always good to us. So wanneer ons bid, when we come to him, God's heart towards you is good and kind and merciful. I wanna end off with 2 practical things that I feel like God has, like in a sense, worked in my heart when it comes to prayer to build into my life in order to come to him regularly face to face. And the first thing is set aside each day a time and a place for prayer. And do not leave it up to chance. set aside each day a time and a place for prayer, and do not leave it up to chance. Ek dink, if we can get this right, revival would come. Like, if we could get this right, individually, as a church, as Josh Jane, we would regularly pull into him and not be distracted. I think God would use us mightily. Yeah. So set aside each day a time and a place for prayer, and do not leave it up to chance. Mike Dofe is one of the teachers in 412. He says, like, he considers, or he approaches his quiet time in a sense of very religious. Like, it's a duty for him. It's like a maakie saak wat nie, I'm gonna do this. If I feel like it, don't feel like it, have a horrible day, this is, in a sense, a religious thing. I'm gonna be with God. That's my time, that's my place. Boom. And it's not a religious thing. It should come from the heart and love for Jesus. I get that. But there's also a side of discipline that even though we don't feel like it, I'm going to spend time with Jesus. I'm going to pull into him. So set aside a time and a place where you can be alone without distractions. Jong mense, sit jou foon weg. Moenie die Bybel lees op jou foon nie. And spend time with Jesus. Sorry, ek het dit gesê. Tweede een. Another thing that Jesus did, spoke to me about, is this thing that I mentioned earlier is, do I really believe that when I pray, I am really, in a sense, an honorling stekens, literally, like face to face with Jesus, speaking to him, and he listens to me? And that doesn't seem like a practical thing, but for me, it's a practical thing to say, Tian, wanneer jy nou gaan bid, soos jy kom nou voor Jesus, en Jesus hoor jou. Soos just me doing that, like, changes my prayer life in an instant. Like, being aware that when I pray, I'm face to face with Jesus. And he listens to me, and he hears me. And he considers what I'm saying. Because sometimes I get the feeling that, especially when we pray in corporate prayer, like soos groep prayer, we don't pray to Jesus, we pray to each other, what we think each other wants to hear. Soos, ons focus is hier erg, Here, ek praat met u nie. Ons focus is meer, okay, Here, ek gaan nou bid, maar my focus is eintlik op wat dink die mense rondom my, wat ek bid, verstaan? I don't know if you picked it up. But when we pray, that say, okay, I'm going to forget about these people, Jesus, I'm going to focus on you, and you are hearing us, and I'm going to agree what other people are praying. I think it'll deepen our prayer lives a lot. And I want to end, I'm almost done. I want to end with a few things that I heard from John Piper when he wrote about prayer, is that prayer, yes, it's a duty and a discipline, but prayer, personal prayer, is a necessity that is a moot for ons as Christene. It's in a sense, it's a necessity. Ons kan nie sonder dit nie. We have to make time to spend with Jesus. Otherwise, we're not going to survive. And the way he explained it was so cool to me. I wrote it down, and I just want to share it with you in closing. He says, prayer, personal, intimate prayer with God, is like the air tank for a scuba diver. Personal prayer, intimate prayer, is like a rifle for a soldier. Prayer is like food for a starving person. Prayer is like water for a thirsty person. And prayer is like a hearing aid for a deaf person. It's like each of these examples, they need, a soldier needs his rifle, a scuba diver needs his air tank, a deaf person needs his hearing aid. And for us as Christians, we need a habit of coming face to face with Jesus and praying to him. It's a moot, it's a necessity. And yeah, so that's something that Jesus has worked in my heart and something that I'm walking out and growing in. Can I pray for us? Can I force a bit off?
I feel that we should respond in prayer, but between you and him, Ramon, Anvik, we still got time, are you in a hurry? Don't you want to stand with me? Let's worship. So amazing to listen to somebody's revelation, eh? It's not just a teaching on prayer. It's something that God revealed to him. And I hope that you picked it up this morning. And that God wants to reveal that to you. That's what it's a revelation, revealing to us what prayer is. And there was a deeper sense of what Tian or Jesus revealed to him, what it is and what it means. If you pray, Tian. And what a privilege we've got this morning to listen to that. This revelation that he got from, and how it opened up his relationship with Jesus. Yet again, intimacy. It's not just, we can so easily just make this again. I know we prayed or talked about it last term. On the armor of God, and how the sword is the sword of the Spirit, and it is word and prayer, and how we make this a yes, Lord, let your kingdom come, and we want to fight with the sword, and we want to speak into all the things that's happening in our situations and speak life, and we want to, instead of prayer, is intimacy. See, the kingdom comes when you see Jesus. We so easily make this just like the Pharisees did. It's like, Lord, Lord, how can you be the Messiah? Where's your kingdom? Are you going to free us from the Romans? No, the kingdom of God's in here. So if you want the Spirit to fight and gain ground in the kingdom, it's in here. It's in here. And that we saw in his life now. As he testified, I knew what Tian went through in the last year. I could see his life. Speak to him about it. And then something happened. And he testified about it. So one moment, we just saw Jesus' face. And Jesus say, talk to me. He says, seek me and you will find me. Seek him in prayer. So don't you want to spend the next few minutes just, if you need to repent, repent. Just talk to God. Just talk to Jesus this morning. It was a, I almost stood up and stopped him, but I'm glad I didn't. In that moment when he just talked about praying, stepping into the throne room of God. Talking to Almighty Jesus. That's it. voel as van ons wat we don't have the conference to approach the throne. See, that's the whole thing about grace. So we actually feel like we want to repent before we approach. Say, God, I'm sorry for this, and I'm sorry for that, and I'm sorry for this, and I'm sorry for that. I don't feel like worthy being in your throne room. You know what? Speaking to Jesus and realizing that He's the one that brings forgiveness, that makes you want to change. Don't change before you get into the throne room. You can't. It's Jesus that clothes you in righteousness. And as you spend time with Him, as you seek His face, you will change from glory to glory.
Vader, dankie. Here, dankie dat ons na U toe kan kom met boldness, Here. Jesus, dankie vir U kruis toe, dat U vir ons gesterf het. Dat ons face-to-face verhouding kan U met U. Ons loof en ons prys U vir dit, Vader. Ons loof en ons prys U vir dit, Vader. O Vader, ek kom bid, mag U ons harte nader trek aan U. Mag U ons harte nader trek aan U, Here. We want to know You. We want to sit at Your feet. Vader, dit is ons hartsbegeerte. Dit is ons hartsbegeerte, Here. Dit is wat ons wil hê, om by U te wees. Heilige Gees, kom help ons. Kom help ons, Lord. Here, ek kom bid in hierdie oomblik. Mag U ons nou kom vul, Here, met U Gees. Kom vul ons met grace. In Jesus' naam. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lekker. Daar's koffie en tee, dink ek. Geniet dit en sien julle volgende Sondag.